Hey,
John, what's up?
Not much. How are you doing?
I'm good. Let's rock.
All right, let's do it. My name's John File. I'm the founder and CEO of Pearl. Pearl is the platform behind the nation's largest academic recovery efforts. So we provide states and districts with the operational tools as well as the data tools required to launch, scale, and sustain homegrown tutoring efforts. We currently have over 200,000 users on the platform, over 9 state contracts, and last year facilitated around 20 million minutes of academic instruction.
All right. So, you know, what's your go-to-market?
Yeah. So it started actually working directly with states where we'd hear these new state tutoring initiatives being announced. We'd find which was the department that was actually running them. We'd reach out, create relationships with them, and then get state programs signed up. So we have the states of Illinois, Indiana, Arkansas, New Jersey, Virginia, Michigan, South Dakota, and a few others working with us. Now our plan's evolving to take those state relationships and leverage them to get directly to the districts, where we're seeing now hundreds of millions of dollars being allocated directly to the district to launch their own program, as opposed to a program coming from the state level. So we're uniquely positioned, one, from the technology perspective to solve those districts' needs, but two, from the relationship perspective where we're getting introduced from our state partners to these districts to get them signed up.
I know very little about how doing business with the state works. Is this exclusive, or can, you know, 10 other competitors go and also get business with Virginia? Like, what does it mean when it says, you know, you're working with Virginia?
Yeah, so the states launch different state initiatives, and each one of those initiatives, they find a platform partner to support them. So for the ones that we're currently supporting, there's really no opportunity for a competitor to come in and get part of that market.
How long, generally? Just like rough estimate?
They're starting as 1-year contracts and are all moving towards 2- and 3-year contracts. Because with states, they have a lot of money, they have very large budgets, and they're very sticky customers. So to rip and replace a solution across 100 districts in the state is a very difficult choice for that state to make. So once you're able to get through the procurement process, which is probably the most difficult part, you tend to be locked in there, which is what we saw with zero churn from our state and district partners last year.
That makes a lot of sense. Zero churn last year, but they're 1-year contracts. What does that churn metric look like for you? Like, how long has this been going on?
Yep. So we started originally as a tutoring company that I started. We recruited the CTO from Royal & Company to be our CTO. We built out our platform. Then in 2019, we were approached by other tutoring organizations to license our platform. So we pivoted in 2021 to a pure SaaS solution. And since then, we've really been in market since January of 2021, selling our pure SaaS platform.
So that makes sense.
And academics, it tends to be a fiscal year of July 1 to the end of June. And you never really see people rip and replace solutions in the middle of the school year because they're like, we just need to get to the end of the school year already. So, you know, we're entering one of our biggest sales cycles right now and have started to already land some deals earlier than normal.
Yeah. So what is the sales cycle? Like, is it a year? Like, you know, so, you know, from first introduction to close.
Yep. So there's really 2 sales windows that deals close in. It's over the winter time, which is November, December, and January, then over the summertime, which is June, July, and August. So about 80% of our deals fall within those 2 windows. The interesting thing is whether we meet you in September or we meet you in October, the first sales opportunity is that winter cycle for you. So the quickest we've closed a deal is actually the state of Indiana. From introduction to signed contract was less than 30 days. Which, to have that velocity at the state level, is something you never really see. And that actually came to us in the middle of the semester. So procurement is definitely one of our special powers, which has led to us being SOC 2 compliant, VPAT compliant, all the highest level of security and data needs. We just do because that's what our partners require.
So what's the median? Like, what's the median close on a sale?
Median close is around 120 days.
Okay, 120 days. That's not bad. So obviously with this kind of business, you're trying to corner the resource, kind of like Uber, right? They've dominated, you know, all of the markets. And, you know, Uber has New York, doesn't help them in San Francisco, right? You've got Virginia and Illinois, doesn't help you in California. What's your plan to get to market in the rest of those states quickly?
Yeah. So to an extent, it does help because states don't like to work with companies that don't work with states.
That's fair.
So getting that first state is incredibly difficult. But once you get that first one, no state wants to be the last to join the party and no state wants to work with an unknown resource. So yeah. The state relationships we have actually do really help grease the tracks when it comes to closing deals, like we saw in Indiana. But what we're now learning is the sales game is very much a relationship focused one.
100%.
So our main strategy is around thought leadership. So we host quarterly webinars where we bring a partner on to present to the market. We present at conferences with them. So I know this year we already have 10 conferences we're going to be attending, and we're presenting at 4 of those conferences with our state partners.
Okay, so you have Illinois, Virginia, and a few other states. Do you have competition? And if so, what states do they have? Because once they have those states, they're locked out. So like, who's your Lyft to the Uber?
Yeah, so we have two real competitors. One of them is called Latera Education, but the interesting thing about them is they actually launched a tutoring business on top of their platform. So we've been able to pull away their platform partners. They had the state of Michigan. We were able to pull them over to us because Latera no longer built for their clients. They started to build for themselves. So that one, whenever we see them in a feature-to-feature competition, we feel pretty good about it. And then on the other side is Go Schoolbox, which they made a big bet on the private business side of the market. So they never believed that states or districts would run their own programs. They bet on for-profit vendors being brought in to deliver service. And I know as the pendulum shifts from vendors to states and districts running homegrown programs, they've really started to struggle on the go-to-market side and are actually in the market to sell right now.
Hey, this is great. Absolutely love what you're doing. I obviously need to learn more. It's just 5 minutes, so really quick. Yep. But I think this is definitely worth a follow-up conversation. As a next step, could you send me the pitch deck over email?
Yes, sir.
I'll share it with Rocktown and be in touch.
Sounds like a plan.
Love it, John. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheeto.
All right, bye. If you're listening, raising pre-seed or seed capital, and think you have the perfect pitch, hit me up at rocktown.vc and know that our convo is only on the podcast if you want it to be. Take 90 seconds, send me your elevator pitch, and anything could happen. Later. Peace.